The nearest thing is weird little deer hunter surmise to God that can be witnessed the way human law applies is to spy into the light behind another life size and supply it with divinely inspired kindness before it dies. Spawned upon the cross in a long pecan mill with a haunted plot of coffins vaulted up under the hill. Out at dawn he was drawn like a lot of pawns will, with a yawn on the lawn, gone to fawn over the kill. Blood spilled made him ill, but he still willed his feet past the street, through the fields, up the tree to his seat. Make the perfect point to practice patient presence by the wheat. It's the pits popping pulses, but us people gotta eat. Not even a peep out of Bambi like he planned, so he slips asleep leaning quite obliquely in the stand. Strands of light and heat peek down at the land as the sun reaches sweetie like a mother's loving hand to his brow, where now sand resides in his eyes. Not even dreaming of bringing a large carcass to the guys. Instead he's off to the land where the fairy queen flies to get a gander at the prize between her fictional flying thighs. Then surprise snaps a rumble out from under the slumber, and unknown creatures fumble crack her crispy little lumber. Snap gasp grasping at the nature and the number when Bob Ross paints his pants and need a lot of burnt umber. Now somnambulistically semi-ambulatory, the kid remembers he's to be the hero of the story. So he snaps alert cause shit's about to get a little gory when you disrupt a mammal's plasma being circulatory. No oratory can underscore the awesome glory of seeing a buck snorting in its natural territory. And I'm not one for predatorily stalking my quarry, but I had to take a minute to be appreciatory. Wow. Only us to witness this moment we're in doubt, each scared shitless breath seeming in a cloud. But if I was ever gonna get to make the family proud, I need to speedily take advantage of every second I'm allowed. My only hope is that this fucker's frightened of me, and he's frozen in his fear over the demon in the tree. I know that he can see me, but maybe I'm able to flee. My analysis is paralysis, so baby, let's see. The nearest thing is weird little deer hunter surmise to God that can be witnessed the way human law applies is to spy into the light behind another life size and supply it with divinely inspired kindness until it dies. In one slow breath I put the target on his heart and draw upon the trigger exactly like I was taught. It felt like I had ripped the whole forest apart with the thunder that erupted from the murder I had wrought. Difficult to describe just what happens sequentially when you use the hand of God to kill a mantle intentionally. Essentially you see we'll all be nothing eventually, but then again I tend to process events unconventionally. And here's seeing this weird little deer hunter surmise to God that can be witnessed the way human law applies to spy into the light behind another life size and supply it with divinely inspired kindness while it dies. The buck spent a second terror level elevated, then all its potential energy kinetically deflated. Elated that my prey's fate couldn't be evaded, I waited impatient till the threat of escape was abated. Bambi breathless in the brush without a lurch, grateful that the body didn't fall too far to search. Delightedly excited he descended down the perch and approached a tableau holier than that of any church. Lids left open I could stare into his eye, looked exactly like the mammals that my family and I spent so much time trying to provide for. I wondered why did I decide this cursed majestic woodland creature had to die. I could cry like a tattoo stabbing anime assassin, but I'd never hear the end of the other hunters harassing. The passion of the vicious victory was quickly passing, so I collapsed down to where the pool of blood was amassing. Glasses. Mighty hunter had never feel dressed to fear, reluctant to instruct himself now and hear how to patiently cut away all the doubt and fear and strip the cervidae of its abdominal veneer. Pretty near to the truck and the buck's pretty light, so I declined to use my knife and just grab on tight. Peg him and then drag him up the slope and to the right. Gotta register the kill before the warden starts a fight. Weigh in at the station and then home with the booty. Proud of myself for doing what I thought was my duty. Little scooty bag of beauty, though the cost would be weighty, he could still see the kill in 1920 by 1080. The nearest thing this weird little deer hunter surmise to God that can be witnessed the way human law applies is to spy into the light behind another life size and supply it with divinely inspired kindness after it dies. Raising at the table as fate would later decide, Dad gazed at my face with varied sympathy and pride, but a little mystified as to why I'd want to hide that precious moment from his eyes like his wish had been denied. I don't know why that I hadn't thought to call for my father when I slaughtered the fawn after the fall. I thought my job was accomplished solo or not at all. Hadn't occurred that I could crawl upon his shoulders to be tall. It's not like I'd ever meant to hurt anybody's feelings, I just didn't have experience with these ungulate dealings. Had a similar situation slaying hogs without squealing, my unreeling that we've been eating, the friends that we've been feeding. I wasn't the exact point I'm actually trying to send. Hell if I know, I just got back my 2 cents to spend. The line's a little blurry whether furry's food or friend. Push the pennies in the slurry and then hurry to the yen. The nearest thing is weird little deer hunter surmise to God that can be witnessed the way human law applies is to spy into the light behind another life size and supply it with divinely inspired kindness while it sighs. Into my mind an identical ideology would advise exercising equal empathy regardless of the size, whether you tan hides or munch burgers and fries. Emphasize what life supplies before and after it dies. What I just presented as the end is the beginning. The synopsis of the topic is myopic's Trump winning. The long leash says siblings maybe shouldn't be sinning, even if they don't believe God made the earth starts spinning. Shall not kill, that's top five in it. Stimulated my teenage brain to say, wait a minute. Life requires cognitive distance just to live it. So why is it so motherfucking difficult for us to pivot? Wishes in one palm, shit in the other. Just wash your damn phalanges before you hug your brother. And for God's sake or otherwise, stop killing one another. Unless you plan to smother them in mushrooms, garlic, and butter. Just because you're anti-hunting doesn't mean you're not a cunt. Who do you think plucks chickens for the nuggets that you want? The blaze bird murder and you just can't punt by smuggling in some illegal doubles to perform the stunt. And I don't really care if you do or do not eat a meal that's complete, either with or without meat. But I suggest reflection before you can take your seat. If your feet aren't fleet, larger creatures get a treat. I repeat, life greets human beings with the balance. Resource deprivation demands exceptional talents. For every Liberty Valance, there's another John Wayne. There's a shooter's way to fame. It's a little insane. The way game means pray or to play. Who's to say what melee fate has in store for me today? Tomorrow's never promised us, and that's okay. Just be loving to the living and the dead along the way. It's weird little deer hunter surmise to God that can be witnessed the way human law applies. Is it spying to the light behind another life size? Supplied with divinely inspired kindness while it sighs. And to my mind, an identical ideology would advise exercising equal empathy regardless of the size. Whether you tan hides or munch burgers and fries, emphasize what life supplies before and after it dies.